So just be open to receiving and so let's begin by closing your eyes. Take a few slow deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth if that's comfortable for you. Breathing in love. Breathing out any tensions or cares. Breathing in light. Breathing out any stress. Breathing in joy. Breathing out anything keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Just for a moment, bend your head down a little bit as if you're looking at your heart and find something that you feel grateful for. And now sit however it's comfortable, or lie, or do the meditation in whatever way is comfortable for you. I always suggest that we do it barefooted, if that's possible where you are. And try to align the spine. Imagine above you, coming all the way from the great central sun, a column of white and golden light starts to open up in the heavens. And it begins to flow down through your higher chakras and down into your crown chakra. And the sphere of light that is the crown chakra is cleansed and healed as this energy moves down into the center of your head, cleansing and healing the third eye chakra, the intuitive chakra. And then this clearing, healing, powerful energy comes down into the throat chakra and cleanses the energy center there. And then it moves down into the high heart near the thymus, cleansing that chakra. And then coming down into the heart chakra and really blazing around, energizing, activating, cleansing the heart chakra, and coming down further into the solar plexus, our place of power, clearing that out so we can set strong boundaries and know who we are in our truth. Moving further down into the navel chakra, right at the navel, clearing that out, and then moving down into the second chakra or sacral, and then all the way down into the base, the bottom of our torso, and then this light goes even further down into the earth, anchoring us into the earth star chakra below our feet. And then all the way down to the center core of Mother Earth. And we bring that energy back up from Mother Earth through our Earth Star chakra up into the bottoms of our feet and bring it up into our whole body. So that we are now aligned between heaven and earth, focused on our heart, and the healers that we all are. Imagine at your heart, a golden ball of light begins to form. And this light gets bigger and bigger. It moves out of the body. It's starting to get so large, so it's like the size of a basketball. this beautiful healing energy at the heart space, the sacred healing energy of the heart, now replicates itself into two tiny spheres of light that move out of the heart into the shoulders and down the arms into the palms of your hands. Golden spheres of healing light are now in your hands. You can hold your hand palm up. You can face them outward. You can place them on your own body in places that need assistance. We allow this energy healing to come through us. And as we prepare our own vessel to be the chalice for divine light, it allows us to bring in more energy and more healing for the oceans of the world. And now that we are properly prepared, we travel together in a lovely boat. This boat can look like anything. Maybe it's a series of canoes or kayaks. Maybe they're paddle boards and we're all standing on them. Maybe it's a beautiful, huge sailing ship with all of us on it. Maybe it's a cruise ship. Whatever it is, it's perfect. But together, we're going to travel around the globe and together take our hands with these amazing healing balls of light and face those toward the water and send ripples all over the world. So let's begin in whatever ocean feels appropriate to you. Wherever your heart feels drawn at the moment, all over the globe, imagine us there together. In our lovely boat on beautiful calm seas, we each move to the side of our boat, or if we're on a paddleboard, we just stand there, and we send our healing light coming through the palms of our hands into the water. And we watch this beam of golden light going down into the ocean. And if you want to send little golden spheres of light into the water to leave there, you can. Send down these healing balls of light and these healing beams of light into the oceans. And watch with your imagination, with your intuition, watch it illuminating all the sea life, all of the coral, energizing dolphins and whales and sea turtles and manatees, fish of every color and kind, all of the creatures of the sea. So we aim it here together because where two or more are gathered is a very powerful technology. And we are here as a collective, sending healing energy into the waters. Depending on the vessel you have chosen, you can actually, if you're close enough, say you're in a kayak or a smaller boat, you can actually put your hand down and place your hand on the water, on the surface of the water, and watch the entire area turn to golden light. Those of us who are water signs, who are deeply connected to the ocean, feel free to jump in. Feel free to swim around, aiming your healing light at whatever you see, whatever beckons your heart, whatever gathers your attention. Aiming this energy into the water, traveling down. Every seashell that's on the bottom of the ocean floor is a communication device connecting, like the crystals on the surface of the planet, the seashells act as crystals in the ocean, just as the sand does. And so we send healing energy through all of those. You can swim around underneath. You can even imagine that you breathe easily and effortlessly in the water, traveling down. You've all heard of the giant dolphin spiral that creates itself, thousands of dolphins swimming in a double helix somewhere near Bali. Imagine us swimming that way, swimming down in a spiral and then swimming back up in a spiral, dancing together under the water, creating a giant column of golden white light that reaches up to the heavens and down deep into the earth. A beacon of light pulsing and emanating and radiating out into the oceans. And now that we've created this lovely column of light in this part of the ocean, we get back in our vessels and we magically travel to another ocean, another sea, another location. And we do the same process there. See the terrain shift. See yourself in a completely different environment, a different ocean, with a different feeling to it, a different set of underwater terrain, a different set of fish, perhaps. In this particular ocean, maybe this is where the blue whales tend to spend their time, or the orcas, or particular species of dolphins. Take these golden balls of light at your palms and face them toward the water. Send columns of light into the water, beams of light into the water, and watch it turn golden and radiate out. And with my beams of light and your beams of light and David's beams of light and everyone else's beams of light aiming at the water, it creates this giant lake of golden light in the middle of the ocean that continues to spread and spread and spread and spread. And if you want to jump in, you can jump in. If you want to swim in there, you can. Eventually, we all get together inside the ocean and we spin another vortex, creating another column of light as we swim down in a double helix and swim back up, spiraling around one another, dancing in delight, just as our many dolphin friends always do. Spinning and playing and frolicking, and our joy is healing for the oceans. Our light and intention brings an upliftment to the frequencies. Spin this beautiful column of light in this ocean. See this beautiful column of light all the way from the great central sun coming down through this helix that we've made all the way down into the earth. Another column of light radiating and pulsing into this ocean. And then we speed up time a little bit and we do it again and we do it again and we do it again and again and again until we have been to every ocean around the world. And we've jumped in the water and we've created a column of light. And we gather together in the water and we form a giant circle and we face down in the water, but it's okay because we can breathe and we hold hands in a giant circle in the ocean, facing down, holding hands, floating on the top of the surface of the water. And somehow magically, the circle begins to gently move in a gentle circle, as if we were dancing in a circle, but instead we just gently move the circle around. And all of this golden light is surrounding us and surrounding the waters. A huge column of light forms between us, going down into the waters. And coming down this column of light are different sparkles of light and crystal energies and angelic energies, powerful frequencies. Ribbons of light come down of different colors, and we begin to hear different tones. These are all the healing frequencies needed by the oceans of the world. The different frequencies, the different tones, the different colors, the emanations from the universe creating a powerful symphony of light, mixing and mingling like the dolphins dance, spiraling around one another. These energies dance and play and then create an alchemy that is greater and more powerful and more healing than each individual component combined. Feel these frequencies coming through into the water and moving out into the waters. It's almost like a giant trumpet is coming down from the heavens and playing the perfect tones and the perfect sounds to heal all of the waters of the earth. The frequencies of light, the frequencies of color. Spectrums of light that we can't even see, sounds that we lack the perception to hear. The perfect frequencies to heal the waters within ourselves and the waters within the oceans. And then we watch as the oceans, as they connect with one another, and as the waterways merge, all this healing energy pouring into all of them. And then we see this golden healing energy with all these other wonderful symphonic vibrations going through them, starting to move up the tributaries, the rivers that feed the ocean, and then the little streams and things that feed the rivers, all the way back to the sources of the water on the land. And even the lakes begin to receive these vibrations. The lakes, the ponds, even the bird baths people have in their front yards. All of the water, because it's all connected and it's all one, just like we are, begins to do this amazing healing dance, experiencing all of the symphony of vibrations that are coming through. We allow ourselves to be divine vessels, vessels of love, vessels of healing, vessels of peace. And in this place of divine harmony and divine centeredness and balance, as we are centered and balanced, we radiate that energy through all the waters, because our body is in the water. Floating on the water, we're vibrating the water with our own frequencies, our own sense of centeredness, our own harmony. And that's radiating through all the water of the earth. All of the water in other humans, all the water in the bodies of all animals and the plants. Water is the life force. It is the one thing we all need. water sustains the plant life and the animal life on the planet. Throughout the world, there are places where this healing energy is needed more. So we focus our attention on those. The places where garbage has gathered in the ocean. The places where the animals are being mistreated and abused. The places where there's been overfishing. And so the creatures of the sea have to work harder to find food. The places in the ocean where there is pollution. We send all of this healing vibration to those specific causes, reasons, issues. And we see them healed. We seal them. We see the pollution dissolving into nothing, that nothingness. We see the giant patches of trash beginning to just disappear, form something more harmonious, transform into something beneficial, or dissolve completely. We see the coral come back to life, the places where the bleaching has done damage or the chemicals in the water or whatever the cause, we see the coral coming back to life. Watch it in your mind's eye. See the little plants beginning to grow on the coral. See the coral itself, this living being, start to multiply. See it become more healthy. Feel the water in your own body become more healthy. And sense the water in the oceans and the rivers and the streams, the wells of the world, the lakes and ponds, even the bird baths. See the water cleaning itself, becoming more purified, becoming more pristine, returning it to its divine blueprint. Look into the ocean and see the golden shimmering light of the blueprint of the ocean, the divine blueprint at the higher dimension, the fifth dimensional blueprint, or whatever dimension is appropriate for this water at this time on our planet. See the blueprint light up. See it turn on in the places that have not up to now. Let the water remember who it is, what it's here for. Let it awaken to its true divine nature, just as we are awakening to our true divine nature. Feel the shift in vibration. Sense the changes happening throughout the globe. Feel the energy in your palms. Change in nature to that more of starlight, higher dimensional frequencies, energetics that are needed by you and the planet right now. Feel the pulsing of healing energy coming through you, coming through the column of light into the water. I'm going to be quiet for a moment as you feel this experience and just notice what happens. Maybe call in an angelic guide or a dolphin angel to communicate with you, offer you a message, what you can continue to do yourself in healing the planet and your own life? And now, if you received a message from someone, some being, some angel or dolphin angel, or someone else, thank that being. Finish up whatever it is that you're seeing and experiencing. And now we imagine ourselves getting back into our vessel, our boat, of whatever nature our boat was, and it transports us back to wherever we are now. So wave goodbye to your boat and the various oceans that you visited. Feel yourself back in your body. Remember this column of light going through you from the great central sun all the way down through your earth star chakra into the heart of Mother Earth. Remember that alignment and that connection. Remember these golden spheres of light in your palms. They are now yours to use anytime you wish. This is a powerful healing technology that I received many years ago that I share with others. It is a powerful healing tool. It can be used on yourself or others, or the oceans, or anywhere you desire. Feel yourself back in this room, wherever you are. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. If you're still in somewhat of an altered state, you can rub your hands together. Feeling your body. Sometimes you can, I like to pat my forearms or pat my thighs with my palms just to feel myself back in my body again and not off in the ether somewhere, because I like to be there. Double Pisces, we love to be in alternate realms. So come back into your body. Take a deep, big, deep breath and feel yourself coming back in. Feel the wholeness and the centeredness and the harmony. Notice what that feels like. Because it's easy, easy to recreate whenever you'd like. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Whew.
Beautiful, Takara, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We'll give everybody a moment, a minute or two to
right.
Be coming back. you would like to talk, share with Takara, just share what you experience or ask questions or anything you like, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. That's the star key under the 7, the asterisk. And then the number 6 will unmute you. So one at a time, anyone who wants to share or talk with Takara, invite you to do so. And we'll take a minute. I know that people are still coming back. Went very, very deep.
Well, it did, especially when I got that impression that I was supposed to take it to the fifth dimension. I'm like, okay now. I love it when that happens. Like, you know, I play in lots of different dimensions, but it doesn't always happen in a guided meditation with other people, so.
No, this was the energy today, wow, was very, I mean, it was just streaming very strongly from the moment you started, how I felt it.
Yeah, like I said, my body was shaking for about half an hour. I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to speak, like, actual words because, you know, it doesn't usually hit me that hard, but lately it has been. Like, I'm just opening up to more and more and more coming through, and so, yeah, good stuff. Fun. That one was fun. Just for those that are not, for those people that are not familiar with my meditations, I basically channel them in the moment, and they're all different. Like, I just am shown things to share, and as I'm starting to describe what I start to see, as soon as I'm finished describing this thing, I'm shown another thing. So I never know where the meditation is going to go either. It's always like this exploratory adventure, so it's quite fun for me. But they're all different, and they're all unique, so there's that.
All right, so usually we do talk for a bit at the end. I think you knocked everybody out. Oh, hi, Luan.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank Takara and you, David, for this. I haven't been on the meditation for months, so this is just so delightful. And I felt the dolphin's presence and the love, and I'm still there.
Yeah.
And I'm still the one who is also.
Yeah. So here's what I'll say for you or anybody else that's feeling ungrounded. There's a handful of things you can do. Something really good to do is just eat something, right? I mean, food will help you ground. Also, any darker crystals like hematite or any of the crystals that are dark in color are really good to touch, to hold, to wear. Just going outside and standing on the earth is also very grounding. So there you go.
I need to go water the garden, so that's perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
And have breakfast, so thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It was beautiful. And the message I got from the dolphins was, we are always with you. Just know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been interesting. I lead a dolphin healing meditation every Thursday, and often there are specific themes. But really, for like the last few months, it's all been just we are with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's like they know that we need all the help we can get right now, us humans and humanity as a whole. And so that's been the message. It says we are here. We are with you.
Perfect. Oh, no.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi,
go ahead.
Oh, no, because it was weird. I got on the phone, and I thought I muted myself. So I just wanted to know. Thank you for everything, first of all, everyone. And I just wanted to say when I was a teenager, in my late teens, I was suddenly taken above the earth quite a ways up, and I could still see the water, and I think part of the landmass is it's been a long time because I'm 69 now, but I was taken there again for the water healing, and what happened when I was there was I felt like anything is possible, and it was so powerful inside me, and my voice, this little voice said, you're not ready for this yet, but I was taken back there again, and I was able to feel that potential for everything healing. So it was amazing.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's really the work I do with people, so that's beautiful that that kind of energy came through about, you know, really going up.
No, I'm shaking.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Maybe this whole thing was about you. There you go. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Do I star six to get out now? I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you can mute yourself again with star six.
Okay, thank you.
All right, who else?
Hey, Takara. That was wonderful. I took a while for me to find my voice, but before I came on this call, I swam for an hour in the ocean, and it was the energies for the past 2 weeks have been exceedingly strong with Kundalini energies just pouring in. So, it's just been a lot for sensitives to handle, but in a good way.
Right.
But today, when I was out in the water, I just was allowing the communion with the water to just be all that existed. And so I really went into losing a sense of my own personal identity. Mm-hmm. And far in the distance, dolphins, usually about three times a summer, I'll see this, where the dolphins hurtle themselves high, high, high in the air, and they'll do it repeatedly. And then I count, you know, like how many jumps are they going to do this time? Mm-hmm. And today, they just would not stop. They jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped. I've never seen such an exhibition. So that was the prelude to what we've just shared. And I don't think that was any accident.
No, definitely not. I mean, they, you know, I'm so, so connected to them, as many people on this call are, you know. Like, they are constant companions. And so they, of course, know what we're up to.
But it was, to me, I also connect it with us here today, but I connect it with the time period we're in, the just pouring in of energies for us to claim our sovereignty with, so that we can let it come through us and as us and help in all the ways that help is needed. It's just been really profound for 2 weeks. I know everybody's got their own version of that, but boy, I've certainly been aware of it.
Yep, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing.
And thank you for the sharing the energies. It was quite wonderful.
Very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Muriel.
And hello, Muriel, and hello, David. It's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I just talked to Muriel the other day. So.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Hi there.
Can you hear you? Yeah. you know, I was going to email you, Tom, about the dolphins. Just would not stop this jumping. And I'm talking about high. It takes a lot of energy for the dolphin to get that far out of the water and to do it over and over and over again. Now, you know, I was going to email you that happened, so now you know.
neat. Well, I'm getting some inspiration, so hallelujah.
Beautiful.
They were lit.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of confirmation that lets us know that what we're doing is real and is making a real difference.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's getting easier and easier to get with the program about this is real. I think sensitives, you know, for so long have felt like the outsiders, and now it's like we're the reality. And And 3D is the craziness.
Yeah, you're just about quoting John Lemurray here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Muriel, I just wanted to share, I saw a Facebook posting just recently, and the dolphins were just leaping and leaping and leaping and leaping. It was amazing.
Yeah, they're so excited. And I, boy, you know, my heart, of course, is with the Taiji dolphins, and I always just send them as much energy as I can. Go away, go away, go far, far away.
Yeah.
I keep hoping that they'll just cease to be available to be dealt with in such a manner. I know that they are so attuned to all of their brothers and sisters all over the planets and all of the waters, and I feel like as the dolphins are leaping here, you know, energetically, because that's a lot of what I was doing today. I was sending just the thought form to the dolphins at Taiji, go away, go far, far away, and then these dolphins just kept leaping. So maybe they were reinforcing the message.
Indeed. Indeed. David, I want to say something about the Golden Water Dolphin Meditation that's coming up at Equinox, if that's okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So, and it fits in with, beautifully with what Muriel is saying. In 1998, I started receiving this meditation because I was very upset about low-frequency active sonar, which does so much damage to cetaceans. And I was, like, asking the universe, what can we do as humans to help them? You know, we can't change it. We try to change the rules, but, you know, the military kind of does what the military wants to do. And so at times we feel powerless over things like Tai Chi and over, you know, low-frequency active sonar and all that sort of thing. And so this meditation came through in 1998 about ways to communicate with the dolphins and whales and heal the oceans. And but it started with me wanting to send a message to the whales and the dolphins to get out of the way and not be there when they were doing the low-frequency active sonar. So it was a similar idea to what Muriel was saying, and I still do that. I still send messages to the dolphins in Taiji about, you know, don't hang out in these waters. These are not the waters for you, you know. It's the same idea. So, yeah, every spring and fall equinox, we do this global meditation. My co-facilitator is in Australia. David and I have been doing this together since 1998. We've still never met in person. The universe put us together, and we've been co-leading them. So information about that, it's 8 p.m. wherever you are on the actual equinox, but details are on, excuse me, okay, the voice went finally. Details are on my dolphinempowerment.com website. That's where, like, the actual meditation is. You can read it. There's an audio where you can download it and listen. Lots of people like to do it with a group, like they just, you know, play the recording to a group that they're holding on equinox. So it's available for anyone who wants to, you know, I know these meditations are monthly, but these equinox ones, because we have the planetary assistance to help us with, you know, equinoxes and solstices are powerful, powerful times. It, you know, it's sort of very amplified then to do this sort of work. So
beautiful. Beautiful. So that's dolphinempowerment.com is where the information for that is. Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. I will be joining you.
Right. And you're,
yeah, I think I will be too.
Yeah, and the I don't know if everyone knows, I run a Facebook group called Wild Dolphin Lovers. A fair number of you are in that group already and, you know, and know about it, but it's open to everyone, and we just post, like, videos and pictures and stories about, you know, spending time with dolphins. Muriel, I would love for you to, you know, you get to see them every day, right? People that get to see them all the time. I would love
for
you to.
I have at least 3,000 videos of my interactions with dolphins here.
Well, I would love
and
for you to just, like,
I actually
throw some up in there.
Well, I was just going to say, I post usually one to two videos a week, so I will add you. So tell me the name of the group again.
It's Wild Dolphin Lovers.
Okay, Wild Dolphin Lovers. And is that the name of a Facebook group?
Yep, Facebook group.
Okay, is it Wild Dolphin with two D's, WILDDOL?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. But if you just type it in the search, it comes up.
Okay,
It's got a beautiful image. It's not a photo. It's like a illustration or something of an orca leaping in the moonlight is the cover image. It's quite lovely.
Okay, great. Wonderful. I'll be doing that.
Okay. Did anybody else want to share their experience or anything they received or saw or felt?
I'm back, Jamie. I just wanted to say to you, David, that when we were there towards the end, I was so drawn to sending that beautiful energy to you. So I just wanted to let you know that because I was supposed to let you know. And I'd probably never email you. So thank you for letting me take this moment.
Beautiful. All right. Last chance. Anybody who wants to share?
I just signed up to get on your Wild Dolphin Lovers as a friend.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Luann. Yeah. Yeah, it's really on it. All right, everybody. I think we're ready to complete. So traditionally, we have our chaotic goodbye where I take you all off of mute and we can all say goodbye to each other in harmony. I'm going to stop the recording.